WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Michael Jackson's Moonwalker begins just as you might have expected it would, with a Pepsi-Cola commercial starring Michael Jackson. For quite a few years now, Jackson has been simultaneously the world's most cynical rock star and the world's most innocent one. And neither of these characteristics is more dominant than the other. It's in their seesawing balance that Jackson retains whatever interest he still has. Moonwalker divides very roughly into three sections. The first is a sequence of Jackson in concert, performing material from his most recent album, Bad. You know, the one that sold over 6 million copies but is considered a failure because Thriller sold over 50 million. Anyway, while Jackson gulps and squeals the song Man in the Middle, we see him execute his by now standard set of amazing robot dance steps on stage. The next sequence is Moonwalker's most entertaining. It's a medley of Jackson's hits going all the way back to his childhood days with the Jackson 5, with the old music illustrated by new videos. The best of these is a very witty claymation sequence built around less than one verse of the Jackson 5 hit ABC. There's also this quick recap of Jackson's career.
On July 7th, these five brothers will begin their summer tour of one-nighters, Madison Square Garden.
Yes, I'm the real Don Steele, and here's the Jackson 5. I hope you caught these kids on the Ed Sullivan Show last night.
From the fact his Stranger Than Fiction department, Michael Jackson has built a shrine to Elizabeth Taylor in the bedroom of his Encino home.
Michael Jackson was admitted with severe burns to his scalp, as far as we know.
Michael Jackson, the Guinness Book of World Records has listed Thriller as the biggest-selling album of all time.
Michael Jackson has become the first artist in the history of music to generate 6 number one singles off one album. The album, of course, is Bad.
What Michael Jackson has achieved is a tribute to 20 years of hard work, energy, tireless dedication. Your success is an American dream come true.
Finally, there's a 40-minute mini-movie built around the song Smooth Criminal that does a lot to suggest the limitations of Michael Jackson's worldview. It starts with Michael frolicking in a grassy meadow with three children, one of whom is Sean Lennon, son of John and Yoko. There follows some sort of plot about an evil drug lord who wants to get Michael's three little chums hooked on dope. This is supposed to be scary, and it's certainly violent. One of the kids, not Sean, gets slapped around pretty hard. But what's truly scary here is Michael himself, the close-ups of his waxy face and the wormy curl that hangs down across one eye. His much-talked-about plastic surgery distracts from his acting, which in any case is limited to a lot of eye-widening and mumbling. There are tons of special effects and rip-offs of everything from E.T. to RoboCop, and at one point Michael becomes some variation on a Transformer toy, turning himself into first a car and then a spaceship. Moonwalker, addled and disjointed, was actually released in theaters in Europe and Japan. Over here, it's only going to take up shelf space at video stores. As a piece of popular art, its value is almost nil, but it's fascinating to watch at least once, to behold the spectacle of an artist at the height of his powers who's become wary of doing anything new, lest it disturb his stardom. He's now a prisoner of his own popularity.